Orion, only believe. All things are possible. That's what's coming from heaven now. Down through the quarters comes the Lord Jesus. I've spoke for Him. I've closed the book. It's His time to speak. If He vindicates what I say is the truth, you disbelieve it, you're a sinner. Remember, go ye and what no more? What is sin? Unbelief. Go ye and disbelieve no more, or worse things will come upon you. So don't disbelieve, only believe. For the sake of time, let's hurry and get the people coming. A lady standing here is a stranger to me as far as I know. We're strangers to each other. I do not know her, but I'm glad it's a woman to be first tonight. I'd like to give a little Bible picture. How many institutions tonight? You're not playing church, friends. It's church. God's mercy, we're at the end of the road. This is the signs of the last day. Now may the God of heaven help us tonight so that you'll be without an excuse at the day of judgment, and God knows that this is only done if He will. I have no way of saying He will. But if He will, react His life again tonight, right here, so you'll be without an excuse, and you who love Him will rejoice and be happy because your religion is right and your Christ has raised from the dead. The Lord bless. Now, lady, everyone who's at the microphone, if you probably step it up, the engineer, just a little, because if the anointing which is now striking me, I don't know how loud I talk, because it's another world. Now, if I said, woman, you're sick, that might be right. That'd be guessing. And you're going to be healed. You just have to guess at that. That's something I tell you will be, which you have no way of knowing. But what if He tells me something that's already happened? Then you know whether that's truth or not. Now, when the Lord Jesus came to a person, do you believe, lady, that He has raised from the dead? And you believe that He is just the same in every attitude and everything that He always has been? And if He tonight, you're standing there with something that you come here for, and you know I don't know, but if He will reveal to me what you've come for, just the same as He told that woman where her trouble was, if He'll tell me where your trouble is, you don't know what's the truth or not. And if He'll do that, will you accept and believe that, knowing that your brother has no way of knowing those things? Well, you know it'll have to be a supernatural. So it'll be your attitude, what you judge it to be. You're aware that something's going on? Because between me and the lady is a light moving back and forth. It's because I keep talking, the reason it doesn't settle on it. But I've never seen the woman. I don't know her. Something happened. I don't know just what it was. I don't think it was the angel because it was a light. But if somebody snapped a camera, don't do it. See, this angel is a light. I'm trying to watch it. It jerked me from the vision, man, you see. Don't do that. I know you didn't mean to. But see, you can take pictures before this, but not now, see. But it's gone from the woman, see. I was talking with her. And she was moving from me, and then a light flashed, and I thought the angel went to the audience, and then I looked back, and it was a bulb. So, please now, be real ready. Let us talk again. What am I doing? I'm trying to do the same thing that Jesus did when He talked to the woman. He said, woman, bring me a drink. I wonder why He said that. Why did He send His disciples away? Father sent Him up there. And He sent His disciples away. Why did He contact the woman's spirit? He said, woman, bring me a drink. She said, it's not customary for you Jews to ask Americans such. We have no dealings. There's a segregation. Just like the colored and white today. But what did He say? If you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. Well, she said, the well's deep. You have nothing to draw with. And our father Jacob dug it and drunk from it. And you stay in this mountain in Jerusalem. The conversation went on. What was He doing? There was a man filled with the Spirit of God. There was a woman with the need of God. He was contacting her spirit to know her need. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. Now, if you'll believe, you yourself are the one controlling it, not me. I'm just trying to get you to center your thought on Christ. And if God will do this, all of you will believe. Will you do it with all your heart? May He grant. I can see the woman coming from somewhere else. She's not from this city. She's from out of town. And she's talking about something. And that's about her, it's a growth. And that growth is in the breast. That's the truth. And you're afraid it's a cancer. You prayed that God would let you get in this line today. And by the way, your husband has something to do with, he's a preacher. That's right. And your name is something like B-R-E-N-N-E-N, Brennan, or something like that. That's right. Now, do you believe? Do you accept Him with all your heart? Now, come here. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, knowing that this woman is shattered for death, I pray that You'll grant tonight this old evil thing that's bothering her. Oh, thou devil, you are defeated. You're exposed. Come out of the woman. I adjure thee by the living God that you depart from her. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go and don't doubt. It's free from you now. Don't doubt. How do you do? Well, you and I are strangers too, I suppose, to each other. I don't know you. But someone here who knows you, and He's the Lord Jesus. I am His servant. I perceive that you are a Christian. You're a Christian because your spirit seems to be, the Holy Spirit here seems to be welcoming as my brother. You're a Christian. And you've come to me for something, for help. And if I could do it, I would, but I'm just your brother, a gift of God to you, and I just yield myself, and the Holy Spirit might be able to help you, if you'll believe. I see you're really extremely nervous. You're upset about something. I tell you, it's a spiritual condition. You want to lift from God. That's right, brother. And there's something else that you might know. You've got trouble with your feet. And that's athletic feet. That's right. And you're a preacher. Flying. That's thus saith the Spirit. Now, do you believe? Come here. Dear God and Father, I bless this man in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask that You'll make him well, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Little lady sitting at your hand up like this, in the second row right back there. You are praying for a spiritual uplift too. Isn't that right? It's a spiritual condition. You're aware that something's going on there, aren't you? Looks like audience, you could see that. Did you see that light coming, kind of emerald color hanging out over that lady? There it is. She's praying that God will help her and give her spiritual help, for she's seeking such from God. That's true. Just believe. Raise up your hand, lady, to God, way up high. Will you take that same hand and lay it on the lady next to you who has arthritis and wants to be healed? It's over, sister. That you might know the lady sitting next to her. Do you believe, lady? You're praying for a little boy. Yes. Raise up just a minute. There's a boy sitting here looking this way praying too. And his spirit's coming in. The lady's a little white hat on. Yes. I want to see you stand up. Look this way just a moment. You believe me to be his prophet? If God will reveal to me what you're praying for, will you accept it? Well, his stomach trouble will end then. And you believe with all your heart that Jesus will make it well and will do the things that you've asked for? If you believe it with all your heart, raise up your hand with all your heart, you'll believe it. I'll bow your head. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that in Christ's name that you'll give to her the deep desire of her heart as we condemn the devil in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The Lord bless you. I have faith. You, lady, do you believe with all your heart? I'm a stranger to you. It's just from everywhere. Now, be real reverent, everyone is there. Just a moment. You're all human. You all got spirit. And everyone's just pressing now. See, visions are just coming from every way. Hard to hold them. I want to talk to you, lady, just a moment. Look at me. Look on me. I mean that like the scripture. Peter and John passed through the gate called Beulah, said, look on us. That doesn't mean to look to them for just to give attention. You got trouble with your legs. That's right. Now, being that I've got your spirit under the control of the Holy Spirit, there's something else on your heart that didn't satisfy you. I see some kind of like a, it's a water, great big waves rolling. It's the sea. You're interested in something, it's somebody that's overseas. And that's a sun. And that sun is in Italy. And that son has a stomach trouble and was supposed to be operated on right away. And the boy is a sinner. And you want prayer for his soul. Thus saith the Lord. You believe?
I believe.
Your Heavenly Father, in the name of thy beloved child, the Lord Jesus, will lay hands upon the woman and ask that she receives that what she asked for in Christ's name. Amen. So don't doubt him, lady. It's right around you now where it was dark. You can receive what you've asked for. You believe? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Amen. He said, I can if ye believe. All right, young fella. Do you believe God? Do you believe Jesus Christ is God's Son? He raised him from the dead? Do you believe the work that you now see going on? You believe it comes from God? You believe me to be his servant? You believe the word that I preach is the truth? Then I can help you if you believe that. For he promises. You're suffering with a nervous condition. You've had it since a little boy, since you was a kiddie in school. You got real scared one time somewhere coming from a dog or something across your path. That's been many years ago. That's right. Reading your books in school, you held them close to you because you are nearsighted. You read too close to you. You should push it away. It's been pushed back by your teacher. That's years ago. Also, you've got someone here in the building that you're interested in. It's a mother. You believe that God will tell me what's wrong with her? Would you accept it? She's got asthma trouble.
Oh, praise God.
Right. You believe me to be his prophet now?
Yes.
You're praying for your wife also, aren't you, son?
Oh.
You believe God will tell me what's wrong with her?
Yes.
She's got something wrong with her fingers.
Oh.
They get yellow and swell up on the ends and the fingernails drop off. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. Praise.
Now do you believe?
Yes.
Then go and receive as you have believed. So be it unto you. How do you do? You believe with all your heart? I don't know you, lady. You're aware of that. But God knows you. He knows all about you. You're standing for someone else. That's your daughter. She has a horrible female trouble. I see her going into a hospital and coming back out. But I hear a doctor say she has to be operated again. That's right. You don't believe that? You accept Christ now for the healer? Come as you stand for her. Oh, Christ of God, I condemn the devil and ask that this woman receive her blessing she's asked for in Christ's name. Amen. Have faith in God. How do you do, sir? I don't know you, but there's somebody who does know you. That's God. Up in the balcony, in the middle row, sitting back there, sir, left stomach trouble, you believe God will heal you, make you well? The man with a white shirt on, kind of a blue-looking tie, gray-headed, sitting there with a stomach trouble praying, got acid in his stomach, ulcerated. Raise your hand up, sir. There you are. You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. You believe? Have faith in God. Been working hard, haven't you? Got a poison from it. A cement poison, Mr. G. A. Whitner. Return home, it's going to leave you, sir. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. God bless you, brother. You believe, lady? You touched him, little lady with the red dress on. You were praying, wasn't you, sister? Yes. Now there he is. He's standing by you. You're suffering with a lady's trouble, a female trouble. That's right. Say, by the way, you're a minister, a woman preacher. You're not from this city. You're from Alabama. By the way, you've got a sister you're praying for. She's not here, but she's there. And she's got epilepsy. I see her fall with the spirit. That's the truth. Have faith, lady. And believe God, and you can have what you ask for. Amen. You believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You're from out of town too. But do you believe? You're scared, aren't you? You're to be mother. And the reason you're scared, you got a rupture. And you're afraid of this baby, where it'll be right or not. Worry if you won't doubt, Miss Hoffman, hopefully then you can believe healed. You believe it? How does she know your name and know who you are? Do you believe it with all your heart?
Yes.
All right, Mrs. Hoffman, you can go home and bring forth the baby in peace. God Almighty, I bless the woman in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You believe God will heal that blood condition? Take that diabetes away from you and make you well? You believe it with all your heart? Then go on your road, believe with all your heart, and be made well. You're young to have arthritis, but God can heal you. You believe that with all your heart? Then go and believe with all your heart. Be made well. Come here, I want to lay my hands on you as you pass by. Jesus of Nazareth, heal the woman, I pray. Amen. Have faith in God. Your disease kills hundreds. But God can heal you of heart trouble and make you well. You believe that? There's many out there suffering with the same thing. Right up on the front row. No, it's not you. You're standing for a friend. They live in Georgia. Got heart trouble. If you believe with all your heart, you can be healed too. The man with the red shirt on looking at me. You're praying, aren't you, sir? You want to be healed, don't you? You're a preacher of the gospel, and you suffer with a nervous trouble, and you were just praying to God, God, let him speak to me. If that's right, raise up your hand, Reverend. You have received your healing. Go in peace. Likewise, you, sister, don't doubt nothing, but believe with all your heart. You need some blood. You're anemic. Your blood passing before me is thin. But do you believe that you and I can go to Calvary and get a blood transfusion by the Lord Jesus? Heavenly Father, I pray thee that thou will.
Now I'm going to ask you with all my heart and all that is within me, if you'll be reverent just for a few moments.
And now, do you realize in this position where I, how many Christians this year? Do you realize what I am doing? Do you want to take my place? See, I am trying. I'm either going to be in a few minutes. I've been proved a liar, or I have to be proved the truth. And there's only one can do it, and that's God. That's right. That's God to do it. And I humbly ask with all my heart that he will prove it, that I have told you the truth, that he is the Son of God, and your Christian religion is not some mythical, hopeless makeup, but it's a reality in a risen Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand? It's just for that now. And now, what is this, Brother Branham, that you do? How many's ever seen the picture of the light, the angel of the Lord? Many of you. I believe it's here in a book, and the FBI and all of them has looked over. Down here in Washington, D.C., copyright is the only supernatural being that was ever photographed. And there, that's a poor picture of it. That's not very good. I don't sell books. I don't have radio. That's Gordon Lindsay prints that book, and I buy them from 40 cents less and pack them, get somebody to sell them. And I lose on them every time. Have to give a lot of them away. And if anybody ain't got the money to pay for it, come give them anyhow. So that's it, see. Freely you receive, freely give. So it's just
for the little message that Brother Gart. The other book is a much better. The prophet sent. No. South Africa, yeah. Statscliffe, Billy Graham's friend and partner from the school. I think he went to school with Billy Graham, that's what it was. Julius Statscliffe, captain chaplain in the army, wrote that book, a fundamentalist. And so now we desire your sincere prayer. And I want to ask you tonight that you have pledged to God your faith. Now remember, the woman that touched his garment, Jesus knew nothing about it. He did not know what had taken place. The Father didn't show him any vision at all. The woman drawn through Christ her desire. And it's your faith that does it. What did I do? It's a gift. When I was just a little boy, I don't know how old, I was just still crawling. I must have been not over 2 years old. I remember the first thing I can remember is a vision.
What?
When I was just a little boy. And told me that I was going to live in Indiana near a place called New Albany. I've lived there for 37 years. I beg your pardon, I've been there 44 years. I didn't mean to make myself 37 when I'm 47. I was thinking I'd come there when I was 3 years old. I didn't mean to make that mistake. God knows I didn't. But now what do you do? It's yielding yourself to the Holy Spirit, and He anoints, just like any minister comes to the platform. He's got his subject on his mind. He yields himself to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit preaches through him. That's a pastor, a teacher, evangelist, and an apostle operates in the same way. And I don't claim to be a prophet. I'm just his servant. I ain't no prophet. But I'm just his servant. Gift of knowledge, or whatever you wish to call it. It's God's gift. By grace he gave it, because I had no merits to come from. Now, how many here that wants to be prayed for that's not going to be in the prayer line? Let's see your hands. Wants God to heal you. I don't care what we're yet. Without your cards and names, raise your hand. All right. Just want to see. Now, you look this way, and with all your heart, if the Holy Spirit should anoint, and you say, Lord Jesus, I solemnly believe with all my heart it is the truth. And then you find out if God will perform and do that which He's asked for. Okay. Everything okay, Billy? I hate to keep you standing. Is this the patient, brother? Is this the person? Come here. I just right here. Be all right, sir? Now, here is a case tonight, just similar to a case where two men met one time, as the Bible seen. I said, this is the Urim Thummim. The text says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here's two men. We have met each other. I suppose we're strangers to each other, are we? We're strangers. But we are never met before in our life. Probably born years apart and miles apart. But when Philip went and got Nathaniel and brought him to the Lord Jesus, you recognize something about him. Now, you're here for some purpose. You may be, if I don't know you, and there's nobody in the building I know except Leo and Jean that was down here taking recording, this brother right here, the pastor. And so far, and the brother standing by, I can't think of his name, standing in the door, Millman, Brother Millman. As far as I know, that's the only person that I can recognize in the building. How many knows in here that I don't know you? Raise your hand, since you know that I don't know you, know that I don't know. In the prayer line, same way. As the man here has already testified. Now, if the Lord Jesus, if the man, if he is a doubter, if he is come up here just an unbeliever, come up for some ill something, watch what happens. If he's here as a Christian or as a sinner, if he's here for financial troubles, he wants the Lord to help him to do something in finances, maybe to take care of his family or something, pay for his home that they're fixing to take, or
Maybe he's here for a domestic trouble with his family, something wrong. He may be here sick and needy. I don't know one thing about the man. He's a total stranger. Now, if Jesus has raised from the dead, and he was standing here with this suit on and he gave me, and what if the man was sick? Now, be careful how you answer me. If he was standing before Jesus, if he'd say, Jesus, will you heal me? What you think Jesus would say? Jesus would say, I have already done it. How many knows that salvation is a finished work? Every person that's ever saved was saved when Jesus died to take away the sin of the world. Healing is a finished work. It's your personal faith. Oh, Brother Branham, I beg your pardon. I was only saved 2 weeks ago. You saved 1,900 years ago, better. You were just accepted it 2 weeks ago. That's all. That's the way. It's a finished work. Now, the only way that he could do to be a high priest touched with the feeling of our infirmity is you to touch him, him to turn and do the same thing that he did to the woman. And if the Lord Jesus will say to this man, let him be the judge. If I say, here, you sick, sir, he'd say, yes. I'm going to lay my hands on you. Praise God, you're going to get well. I don't know whether you could believe that or not. I don't know whether you could accept it or not. But now, what if the Holy Spirit goes back like it did in the days of the Lord Jesus and tell him what he's already done? He's a witness of that. Now, the Jews might have turned around and said, that was a trick made up. That's all there was to it. I tell you, that man's got a telepathy or something. That's all. When he told Philip, Nathaniel, that he was under that tree or something he'd done over there, that's just he's with the party. That's all. There's some trick to it, as the devil always tries to act like that. But listen, the man who the miracle is done on, he knowed better. He knowed it. He said, I recognize it to be the Son of God. And his name is immortal today, Nathaniel. For as I know, in glory. And will be with Jesus forever. Those criticizers, God knows where they are. I don't. Now, as long as there's a Bible, there'll be a Nathaniel to be read about. Now, sir, we stand at the same spot. You and I, as man, got to stand at the feet of the Lord Jesus someday to give an account for our life. We're standing here, we've never met before. But I do recognize you as a Christian. Because as your spirit, I'm not reading your mind, but as your spirit's moving in, it seems to be welcome. Now you're part of the body of Christ. I'm part of the body of Christ. You're here of a need. And you come to ask the Lord Jesus for something. Now, if he can use me to do something to make you believe, if I was a preacher, which I'm not much of a theologian, but if by the preaching of the word, faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word. Well, then he gave some man a way that they could explain the scriptures. I didn't have the education to do it. But he gave me another way for you, that you might know his presence, his resurrection. And now, if Jesus has raised from the dead, and standing here the same yesterday and forever, he'd do the same thing to this man as he would when he was here before the resurrection. Is that right?
Amen.
Same thing. If he will you believe it?
Amen.
Let the man be the judge. I'll be real reverend. And now, in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, may every person be reverent as we yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. Now, sir, just to speak with you a moment. And may the Lord Jesus help us. Now, the man he's here for a sick call. He's here to ask God for healing. And the man is asking for the healing of a trouble with his kidneys. And it's also in his bowels. His kidneys and his bowels. That is true. That's right. Raise your hand. Now, to heal you, I couldn't, sir. But your life, you couldn't hide now. Are you believing? Now, see, more you would talk to him, visions, you see, it just kills you. How many know that visions take... Well, Daniel saw one vision and taken... Well, he troubled his head for many days, you see. It's something that goes out of you. Lifelike. Now, I'm going to talk to him just a little bit. Maybe the Lord would say something else to the man. I don't know. Let's just ask him for your sake. If we don't get to another one, let's just ask him a minute, see if he would.
Now, whatever it was, sir, the only way I'll ever know what was told you will be through that tape recording there. Whatever he said was true. You heard something say something, didn't you? That wasn't me, because I don't know you. Whatever what it was true. That right, exactly the truth. I want you just to look this way. Believe it. Peter and John said, look on us. In other words, just pay attention to what I'm saying. Elijah said, if wasn't I respected the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you. See? But said, bring me a minstrel. The minstrel played and the spirit come on the prophet. He saw a vision. That's what we're doing right now. Now, if the audience can still hear me, the man, that light that you see in the picture, is right around the man, and he's moving away from you again. Yes, he's suffering with something from an examination of the in the bowels. It's a bowel trouble. And I see the man has had some trouble, like an operation. That's right. And I see coming out, and there's from this has caused adhesions is in there also.
That's right.
Now, you know, standing in my presence wouldn't make you feel like that, would you? If you could see, if somebody here wants scientific, in the dimension that I was just standing, see, it's another world. You'd realize what makes a man act like that, his emotions. Before there can be an emotion, there has to be something to cause an emotion. That light was circling around the man. I will pray for you, brother, whatever was wrong. Our kind Heavenly Father, this man standing here, there's something wrong with him that thou knowest. And your heart is to heal him or to give him whatever he asked for. And the Bible told us that the last word you said, the last commission you gave your church, was to go into all the world, preach the gospel. You said, they shall lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And this I do in obedience to God's commandment, in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and ask that our brother receive that what he asked for. Amen. God bless you, brother. Now, don't doubt nothing. See, go ye and sin no more, or worse things will come. What is sin? Unbelief. There's only one. Drinking, smoking, gambling, committing adultery is not sin. That's the attributes of unbelief. You do that because you're not a believer. God bless you, sir. May the Lord Jesus be with you. How do you do? Now, of course, you and I are strangers to each other. I do not know you. You perhaps don't know me. No more than just our meeting here. But God knows us both. Now, here's the beautiful scene. Here, how many would like to live in the Bible time of St. John 4 and see a woman come to the well where stood off on one side and watched it? Would you like to live that time? By the grace of God, you're back at the place again. Not as I would be him, or she would be the lady that come to the Lord Jesus, which was the type of the Gentile church. I can't say. I know I'm not of him. I am of him. He's my Father and my Savior. But the woman, I don't know. That's God. But if God will perform the same thing, will it help your faith to believe in him? To do the same thing? Would it, you, lady? You knowing that I being a stranger to you. You're conscious that something's going on. It isn't I, your brother. But if you watch your people, the emotion of the people standing here, if anyone can wish you could just see, is this going to me? There, the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, with sincere heart, I believe. Jesus, when he was here on earth, we all know that pillar of fire was Christ, the angel of the covenant. And after he said, I come from God and I go to God. And when Paul met him on the road to Damascus, he was still that pillar of fire, that light. And he's still the same today. You're scared, lady. Your great thing is fear.
because you're fearing an operation. That is true. And you just had a hemorrhage, blood pouring, and you're scared of an operation, so that's the reason you won't go to a doctor at this time. Or you're afraid of an operation. You're not from this city. Baseball Edmund Michigan or something like that. Your name is Mrs. Albert Rhea, or Ray, R-E-A. That is right. Your life you couldn't hide at this time. I'm not your healer, I'm your brother. But that one is something here now that knows you. You know I don't. The same Jesus who knows them who come, you just, I'm just the branch and the vine. Are you conscious that it's His presence? Then He said, these signs shall follow them at least. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that, don't you? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we humbly come to Thee, confessing our sin, believing on Thy only beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, and praying sincerely as Thou hast blessed us with Thy presence. And beyond a shadow of doubt, we know that You've raised from the dead, or You're doing the same things tonight, just like You did when You were here before the crucifixion. So skeptics and enemies and devils and doubts might as well flee, because You have raised from the dead. And the hour has arrived, just before the end time, the junction always happens, just at the junction of time. Angels appear, prophets go forth, signs and wonders are done, just like in the antediluvian and the bringing out of the children of Israel, the coming of the Lord Jesus the first time, and now here it is at the second. Declare Thy works, O God, for Thou art righteous. And I bless this woman in Christ's name with my hands on her, and ask for whatever she is asking for be given. Amen. Amen. God bless you, lady. Don't fear. Just have faith. Would you come? Are you believing? With all your heart? You believe me to be His servant? The angel of the Lord, when He met me, have you ever read the book? Did you remember the night in the room when He told me, if you get the people to believe you? And I said, sir, I'm uneducated, they won't believe me. He said, as Moses was giving two signs to vindicate his ministry, so will you have two signs. And He said, by this you'll know the very secret of her heart, and this they will believe. Now, you have a right to doubt me to this time, but if God does perform and do what you're asking Him to do, you couldn't ask Him for nothing but faith to help you, whatever your desire and need is that right? It'll be your faith in God. You're wanting prayer for your eyes, for one thing. Okay? And you're wanting prayer for a child. A crippled child. That's right. I thought I could see the child. You believe that you'll receive what you ask for? With all your heart? I'll pray for you. And according to your faith, be it unto you. Our kind Heavenly Father, I ask that Your mercies be extended to this young woman. Thou knowest her heart, Lord. I lay my hands upon her in the name of the Lord Jesus and ask that she'll be granted the things that she's asked for. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, lady. May you receive that what you asked for. My prayer. Just be real reverent now.
The one thing that's always puzzled me has been this, is the emotions of peoples in the presence of God. What it does to them. Something strikes you. Something happens. Good evening, sir. We are two men, I suppose, to meet for our first time on earth. I do not know you, and perhaps you don't know me. That's right, isn't it?
No, I don't know you.
Yes. I don't know you. But if you're sick, I couldn't heal you. If you are desiring something, if it's from God, I couldn't give it. And if you are sick and needy, and I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a bad person, wouldn't I? I'd be a hypocrite. If I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a bad person. I believe a man of honor would do it, let alone a Christian would do it. But I can't. But just as I can speak what I see, that's all I know about is what I see. You're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. That's right. It's your daughter. She's an invalid. She isn't even here. She's, I believe, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You have a little troubles, which is a little arthritis pain that strikes you once in a while. I see you rub on it, but it's nothing to hurt you. You believe that Christ will grant you your desire tonight? You will believe it? Accept it now with all your heart? You believe God can go to where the patient is and perform that? Just speak the word. You recognize him as that type of person? I can only say what I see, sir. You believe now, will you? I'll pray with you, brother. Our kind Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll be merciful to this man and will give unto him the desire of his heart. And may he go from here tonight and receive everything that he's asked for. For I ask for him as his brother and as a believer in you and as a mortal that's got to stand in your presence someday to give an account for the life as we now live. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sir. Go and receive what you've asked for. Now step into believing. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other, I suppose. You have seen me before. Right. Now, but you don't. I don't know you. No. But the Lord does know you. That's turning black around the world. Real dark. The lady's got a tumor for one thing. Another thing, she has high blood pressure. She's just got a complication of everything. She's just all in a break. Yeah. Just ready for a stroke. Dark around you. I can't hear you, sister. I can't. But that one who's now speaking or has just spoken, can. Do you believe you're in his presence, not your brother, but his presence?
Yes.
Will you accept him now as your healer?
Yes.
Our kind Heavenly Father, as she holds this word against her bosom, I so humbly and sincerely ask that you'll grant the woman the desire of her heart and give her her healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now believing with all your heart. Nervousness is an awful thing. Hurts, causes all kinds of troubles and everything. But God can heal nervousness. You believe that? You're a deep thinker, son. You're one of these types of people that crossing bridges before you get to them, taking other things. Never happens the way you think it out anyhow. You've always wanted a place to set your foot so you could stop. You've longed to find that place. That's right. You're on that ground right now, son. You never want to come up to manhood and erratic and weary and upside down. You're too nice for a young man to do that. The shadow that now hung over you a few moments ago has left you. I don't know what's happened, but it's gone from you. Your faith is taken away now. You're free from your trouble now. You know that something's happened, don't you? If that's right, raise up your hand.
Praise.
A dark shadow hung over the young man. His own faith did it be without prayer. God bless you, sir. Wonderful faith. And may God be with you and help you. My sincere prayer. Same thing, nervous condition, ladies. Would you believe that God can make you well? Heal you? If I'll ask Him, you believe He'll grant? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that in Christ's name that You'll help her and heal her and make her well. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. All right. God bless you, lady. Go believing now with all your heart, having faith. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Don't think those thoughts. I'm not reading your mind. Here, lady, lay your hand on mine. If Almighty God will let me see in a vision out here, not looking at the woman, so you won't think it's a telepathy. If God will let me know what the woman's trouble is or something, that you let her be the witness. Will it suffice with you? You believe it? Now, lady, I'm talking to you, the one that has my hand. It's in the bloodstream. Sugar. Diabetes. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand. Take it off of mine and raise it up to God. Now, is it telepathy? Certainly not.
See? But just as my soul begins to enter into this other world, this other realm, then the light begins to sit. I see it moving in the as it's before me. Now, I want you to pray. Believe. And as you people, no matter how strange you are, I know you not, but God does know you. And I want you to believe. Now, I have no way of knowing you. You know that. But God does know you. And just as you pray, I'm just watching to see what He'll say. Just touch His garment like the woman did. And have faith and believe. Here he is, standing over a lady right here in front of him, with a blue dress on, sitting by the side of a woman with a green dress on. She's holding a light blue handkerchief in her hand. She's wearing glasses. She's praying to God, and this light hangs by her, and as I see it break, and the woman moves away from me, and the lady is suffering with a sinus trouble. That's right, lady. Raise up your hand if that be so the audience can see. All right? I see someone else that appears by you. It's an aged person. The woman. Very sick. I see a long streak coming. I see a little girl in a... Oh, it's your mother that you're praying for in your prayer. And your mother is seriously ill. And her examination shows that she has diabetes and a cancer also. And you're afraid for your mother. And you're praying to God now to help your mother. That is true. Now, if that is true, I want you to raise to your feet just a moment. If them words are true. I want you to look this way. I don't know you, do I? Never seen you. But ever what was said is true. Is that right? I wouldn't know it at this time because it's on the record. Now, the best I can remember it was your sickness. and the tears that you wipe from your eyes on that handkerchief, you lay it on the one that you love. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you will bless and grant this woman's request. Her faith has touched thee. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I can't believe all things are possible. All things. I'm sensing you dropped your head right back here. You're so sincerely watching and waiting. You. You kept watching me to see what my emotions would be. I'm a stranger to you, am I not? But you know that there's something around you that's not human. You're aware of that I've never seen you in my life. You're a stranger. Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe what I've told you is the truth? Now see, the way you get to a gift, it's your approach to it. Sometimes when Jesus was talking to the people, a woman touched his garment, she felt virtue. But a Roman soldier put a rag on his head and hit him on the head and said, if you can see visions or prophesy, tell me who hit you. He didn't see no virtue, it's your approach. And that pleurisy would leave you. Right, isn't it? You got more faith than really you thought you had. Now you really know that something's anointing you now. Well, I said that just boosted your faith. Wasn't that right? Now you look at me as God's prophet. You're not from this city. You're not from around here. You come from a big place. It's Detroit. Right? Elizabeth is your name. Your last name's Marshall. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus now, lady? See, if you contact His Spirit, how He moves right back down to you, it doesn't heal you. It only gives you a contact of the Spirit. Now, get her to doubt. Some of the rest of you might, but not her. Neither did Nathaniel doubt. Neither did the woman doubt who the miracle was done on. Neither did the woman at the well doubt. It moved over you, sister, sitting over in a corner. You believe the Lord heal that back up and let you get well? Make you well? You're praying for that, aren't you? Raise up your hand if that's true. All right, receive what you've asked for. May God in heaven grant it to you. My sincere prayer. Open the door. The man wearing snow, isn't it? It's a woman. Right ahead of him. There stands that angel of the Lord, that light around the woman. Don't fear, sister. The Lord Jesus will make you well. Give you the desire of your heart here. Your name's Alice, isn't it? Your last name. Have faith in God, bow down. There's a young man sitting, wearing a red coat or a red sweater. He's got his finger against his mouth. He's praying for someone which is dear to him. It's his father. He has cancer. You believe, young fellow, that God would heal your dad? You do? Are you aware that Jesus Christ, how did I know what the man was praying for? While the anointing is up on you all, do you want to be healed? You wish to be healed? Do you believe me to be your servant? I say to you that Christ is in our midst. Ask these people. I never know them. Now it's breaking over the arm of the sick. I'm afraid to go any farther now. Because the Holy Spirit seems to say, pray for them. Keep your hand on your baby here, lady. All right? Be in prayer now, everybody. Oh, abide with me. We're inviting you into our little bark, Lord, our little house. Not much.
We've mistreated it so, Lord. But you're God. And we pray that you have blessed this little audience just now. Thou hast come down and proven your word that you stay with the word. The word shall never fail. You said heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. Nothing can stop your word from failing. How could ever make it fail? There's one thing that's impossible, that's for God to fail, for the Bible says he cannot fail. And you are the word. You in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh and dwells among us, in our hearts and our being. When they thought they could destroy it by placing him in a tomb, driving a spear through his heart. But what's the Spirit of God making a way by an angel, rolling away the stone and...